when I went to the police about it, they asked a detective to come down, and she told me that it was my fault. And I know it is my fault for doing the pictures in the first place, and I should have thought about that and not being stupid, but they could not do anything, and the only thing they could do was to talk to my ex to tell him that it's inappropriate to do that and give him a warning.
In terms of other areas of the law that might protect you, it's a breach of privacy, as I've already said. It would involve civil action, where you might get an injunction and also damages, but it wouldn't be a criminal offence as such. Would you like the government to recognise that what we're describing as revenge porn as a sexual crime?
I think it is a sexual crime because I feel just like I've been raped 30,000 times, which is the number of views I got on the website.
Is that how it feels?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry.
Because, I'm usually not a very confident person. And having people come into you like you're a piece of meat and you're an object is just so, I don't know, awful. Mm-hmm. And makes you feel really bad about yourself. And then you keep comparing yourself to those girls on those websites, and to, because the pictures were taken out of the original website and were brought to porn websites, and you compare yourself to these women who are professional porn stars, and you can't help yourself. And then you just keep asking yourself what you should look like, what you should do, and things like that. And having all those men and women look at you and message you privately on Facebook, if they manage to find you, saying, hey, nice body, oh, nice pictures, and things like that, makes you feel so used and, yeah, really sexually used without my consent.